Chapter 3. Belinda woke as daylight filtered through layers of silk panels covering the French doors. Every piece of furniture and all the accessories in her bedroom were in varying shapes of white. The absence of color in the bedroom was offset by the calming blue shades in an adjoining sitting dressing room. Blue and white striped cushions on a white chaise, where she spent hours reading and grading papers, and a blue and white checked tablecloth on a small table with two pull-up chairs were where she usually enjoyed a late-night cup of coffee and took her breakfast on the weekend mornings. Stretching her arms above her head, she smiled when the sounds of birds singing and chirping to one another shattered the early morning solitude. It was spring. The clocks were on daylight savings time, and she spent the winter waiting for longer days and warmer weather after a brutally cold and snowy winter season. Rolling over on her side, she peered at the clock on the bedside table. It was 6:30, the same time she woke every morning. She'd just gotten into bed when she heard Griffin come in around midnight. She didn't know why, but the notion of whether he slept nude, in pajamas, or in his underwear made her laugh until she pulled a pillow over her head to muffle the sound. That was her last thought before she fell into a deep, dreamless slumber. Sitting up, she swung her legs over the side of the bed and reached for the wrap on the nearby chair. Today was Thursday, and she had a standing appointment with her hairdresser. Wednesdays were set aside for a manicure and pedicure, and she planned to ask her nieces if they wanted to accompany her. The house was quiet as she took the back staircase to the full bathroom on the second floor. Belinda hadn't wanted to walk.